Buenas noches, mi amigos and amigas, still in Mexico, and this show is Heco in Mexico, so we're still in Mexico. I'll be broadcasting back at the ranch probably next week, but a lot of stuff going on. You know, it's we had a guest set up. We're working on setting up a guest. We couldn't get them on, but I'm holding out for that one. But I'll announce it later on. We'll tell you who it is, but it's going to be a great guest. We almost had it together, but tonight we're going to be doing call-ins and some other things. There's so much to talk about. You know, one of the things that I am so glad the elections are over, and I've watched these elections divide people and people losing close friends and even families, you know, almost getting divorced over it. And you know, I love that scene in, I think it was Crocodile Dundee, when they asked him how the Aboriginal people feel about, you know, what's been going on. They said, well, you know, you see that rock over there? He said, they're like that rock, you know, things come and go, but the rock is still there, you know? And I kind of think about that, you know, I said, well, you know, things come and go, but, beyond that, I know some people are getting really upset about this, but I think we're on track and we're going exactly where we need to be going. And it's a series of steps in the right direction. And I'm not saying that everything's perfect and everything can't be improved on, but we do need a major house cleaning, you know, end of story. And I don't know if you've been following the WikiLeaks. If you haven't, I would behoove you to tune in and check out exactly what's being released, because if you're still running around with your Hillary sign, you know, and upset because she didn't get into office, you should be thanking your lucky stars, because the WikiLeaks and the FBI files and the New York Police Department files and all of that is coming out. And when you see the truth behind what you could have had in office, I mean, some people are actually getting sick. I mean, physically sick when they read this stuff and see just how decadent, you know, that whole Clinton Foundation and that whole group is. You know, and you know, people, you know, I know there's a lot of people still in denial that, you know, are practicing their masters at cognitive dissonance, you know, which is no matter how much evidence, you're going to refuse to look at it. You just can't accept it. And there's a lot of people out there still doing it. But my God, wake up and smell the coffee. Look at what's being released. You know, this isn't a plot. You know, this is real evidence, you know, being produced, you know, by police departments and FBI and things like that. So anyway, and actually most of it's being withheld, but it's going to come out anyway, you know. But, you know, I always tell people, why don't you get a sign, you know, and just, you know, say, I support, you know, satanic witchcraft, you know, I support child trafficking, you know, I support, you know, blood rituals, you know, you might as well just put that on your sign, because that's basically what you're saying, you know, when you're out there trying to reinstall this regime that was taken out, you know. And, you know, there was a coup, you know, the Clinton coup took over for a while. And another coup came out and took his place, you know, took them out, you know. So what we got left is cuckoo, you know, two coups make things cuckoo. And that's basically where we're at right now. So, you know, I'm all for Armageddon, which means the great uncovering, you know, let's uncover all of it. Let it all be seen for what it is. But it's going to be really, when all the laundry comes out, you know, in the wash, it's going to be unbelievable. Grown men are crying when they read this evidence and see what's been happening to children and what's happened to our country and how decadent our leadership has gone. So anyway, that being said, you know, if you're still out there, you know, posting those signs and waving your flags and everything that you want, you know, Hillary back in, you might want to start really doing some homework on this. And, you know, just let your blinders down for a minute and do your homework. Look at the evidence. Don't blindly follow somebody, you know, use discernment and check out the evidence. That's all I want to say about that. I don't want to get into it too much. It's all over the internet. There's so many people covering it. You know, the only people that aren't covering it is most of the lamestream news, you know, and the CNN, the Clinton News Network, you know, is not covering it. But they're going to have to. I mean, they're going to have to because there's going to be news releases by, you know, both the New York Police Department and the FBI. And WikiLeaks is just, it's all over the net. They're going to have to deal with it. I don't know. They're not going to be able to spin this one off. The evidence is overwhelming. So anyway, you know, just thank God, you know, we need to drain the swamp. We need a major house cleaning. And you know, I think Trump's the perfect guy for the job. So anyway, you know, it's a series of steps. You know, he's one step. Hopefully we can eventually get into unity consciousness and start all working together and, you know, drop the separation game. And it does seem to be that's where it is headed, you know. But, you know, there's going to have to be some house cleaning up front. I tell you what I see in the future. I definitely do not see World War III. That's been averted, you know, just by Trump getting in. That totally averted World War III because that's where things were headed. And, you know, I see a lot of things coming together, a lot of the old, I just say that, you know, the old karma and the old grudges and things like that between countries are going to fall away. And I think eventually, you know, we're all going to be coming back together again. But, you know, now here's a base common sense thing. There's an old saying that the golden rule is he who owns the gold makes the rules. And basically, that is the bottom line. Whoever owns the gold makes the rules. The massive gold that is owned by the Chinese elders, who are benevolent, and they are here to assist and turn this planet around, they're the ones that will be making the rules. It's that simple. The BRICS Union is so big. You know, it's like Brazil, Russia, India, China, South American countries. You know, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. I think eventually, like Canada and some of the other countries, Germany probably is going to jump on the bandwagon too, and you know, step away from the Federal Reserve. But that's, you know, the Federal Reserve is already toast. You know, it's a dead horse. You know, it's bankrupt basically. So that's going out the door. And the good news is we're going to have a treasury note coming out, and it's going to be backed by gold, the Chinese gold, and the Federal Reserve and the dollar. The Federal Reserve notes are going to be a thing of the past. They're going to be phased out. You don't have to run to the bank and take all your money out. They'll just be phased out on a one-to-one basis if everything goes right. So you don't have to worry about that. The interesting thing going on is as this is all unfolding, you know, there's two things going on, a whole new currency, a whole new world, a whole new leadership is coming forward. But at the same time, the old leadership is doing all it can to hang on, you know, and so you're going to see as this unfolds, you're going to see the pedophile rings being exposed, and the depths of this pedophile ring is so deep. And it's so deeply entrenched in the leadership and the institutions, even the religious institutions, all of the institutions, you know, are steeped in this. And that's all going to come out. It's going to be cleansed. You know, there's going to be a big wash going on there, wash going and cleaning that out. You know, we're in the process of doing that. It's like the more it comes out, the more they try to cover it up, the more they expose themselves. And it's like putting a lid on a pressure cooker. You know, you can keep, you know, cranking that lid down, but the heat's on, and the heat is the frequencies coming in. And, you know, as everybody knows, if you turn a pressure cooker on and just leave the heat on it, if you don't have a release valve, it's going to blow, you know. So basically that's the deal, you know. So either that or everything's going to be cooked on the inside, and that's basically what's happening. So it's all about frequency. It goes back to, you know, just think about the basics. You know, the golden rule is he who owns the gold makes the rules. And those who own the gold are benevolent. They know that gold is supposed to be used for humanitarian means, for putting an end to the enslavement through dependency and putting an end to the war and disease profiteers and the tyranny. That's what it's for. And And, you know, also, too, the other thing is to realize is that the whole Earth is moving to a highly energized place in space. The frequencies are going up. The other dimensions are involved in this. And they're, you know, you've got the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Sirians, Arcturians, Andromedans, you know, all of these beings lending their consciousness and energy to this process. And now you've got beings as high as the 13th dimensional beings coming in now, holding space and holding consciousness and energy for this to happen. So basically, it's a no-win situation for tyranny, you know, so you don't have to worry about it. It's going down. It's on its way out. It can't sustain itself. What we have to do is get with the program. We have to align ourselves with these new frequencies so that we can, you know, make this shift, because the Earth is going, period. The whole solar system is going. Probably the whole galaxy is going. And there's nowhere to hide. You know, there's nowhere to run. So, you know, the old saying, resistance is futile. We are going to be going and making this shift. You know, it's kind of funny because most of the leaderships are aware now that the ETs are calling the shots, or the ultra dimensionals are calling the shots, whatever you want to call them, the ascended masters, the higher dimensional beings are calling the shots, and they're here now in force, and they're present, and people are realizing, you know, it's that you just can't run the old programs anymore. And they're aware of that. They know there's something big coming, and they know they're out of alignment with it, and they're doing all they can to hang on, but they also know it's futile. So despite the fact that they do know it's futile, they're so arrogant and so steadfast in their unbridled greed and lust for power and wealth that they aren't going to let go until the hammer comes down, you know, and it is. The hammer is coming down. So anyway, you know, keep the faith, hang in there. Sorry you got duped, you know, by the spell cast on you by the old Clinton Foundation, but it's time to break that spell, and that spell is being broken. And when I say spell, I'm not speaking, you know, esoterically or whatever else. I mean, there is a spell that has been cast, and there's a lot of people involved in that spell. And it goes back to all kinds of rituals, satanic work, ritual, people, you know, turning their souls over to demonic forces, and all the way up to the highest levels, and have been involved in this. So that spell is being broken. You know, it's being just ripped apart by the higher dimensional beings and by the people here on Earth that have woken up and have said no more. You know, but basically that's it in a nutshell. You know, the energy's coming in. You know, it's pretty simple. You know, go back to the basics. Golden rule is, he who owns the gold makes the rules. And, you know, if you're not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth, you're not going to be here. And the days of tyranny and enslaving the masses are over, basically. And the rest, hold on to those three principles, and the rest, just watch it unfold, you know, because it is going to come unglued, you know. You know, this whole draconian archon network that we've been enslaved by or suppressed by is just being torn apart. So anyway, that's the good news. You know, there has been an interdimensional war going on. There's been incredible forces at play coming in to assist us in this process. And the dark forces are so outgunned, it's beyond your imagination. And you know, they're on their way. It's not an option anymore. It's the gloves are off. The prime directive is over. You know, it's like their time is up. And most of them have been already taken out. So it's a few left, and the cleanup is still going on. The good news is that the puppet masters are being taken out, and so now the puppets are floundering. They don't have that connection. They don't have that power they're depending on, you know, the ability to overpower others and control and manipulate and dominate. They've lost that ability, and now they're just floundering. And so you're going to see them flounder all the way out, you know, and implode basically on their own energy. But, you know, that's basically what we're doing. That's what we're going through right now. There's all kinds, if you've been following it, there's so much activity in the skies right now. UFOs are appearing everywhere. I was on the net the other day, and I just went through my emails, and I went, oh my God, there's just one after another of some pretty massive sightings. Down here in Busseria, which is right next door to us, they've filmed some pretty amazing ships, you know, fleets of ships flying over Busseria. You know, Guatemala and has had a lot of sightings. South America, just tons of sightings. Guadalajara, there's like literally thousands of ships that have been flying over Guadalajara, and they've been getting really good footage of that. You know, if you just do a search on the internet, you can type in any of these places, you know, just search the latest UFO activity or you know, Guadalajara UFOs, you know, if you go on now, you can just put in any country, you know, you can put Australia, you can put England, you can put, and type in that and UFOs, and all this stuff will come up. So they're here now. Disclosure's over, you know, according to latest polls, especially the poll in Texas, 99% of the people believe that UFOs do exist, and there's a government cover-up. So cover-up's over, game over. We won, you lost. No, it's you know, I want it's a win-win situation, really. I mean, to allow these beings to come in and assist us, and we are going to need their assistance in shielding and some other things that we need to do and keeping this plant together. You know, we can't ignore this any longer. So it's part of a prophecy. The Star Nations all know about it. And, you know, the Native Americans know about it. They talk about the Star Nations returning, you know, after the fall of the beast. And speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about Standing Rock, too. You know, it's getting really ugly there, folks. I mean, they're using sub-zero weather and water cannons on the people. And not only that, they're using flash grenades and rubber bullets and beanbag bullets and all kinds of things to drive the people away. I mean, it's crunch time. It's down to the end. This is their last-ditch effort to get that pipeline in. And our Native American brothers and sisters are standing tall. You know, they're standing in their own divinity and standing up against this black goo that they want to run right through our rivers, which in pipes that break on a regular basis, you know. So, I mean, right now there's some major spills going on fires with these same type of lines. And they're going to run them right through our waterways? I mean, give me a break. I mean, whose idea was that? You know, it never ceases to amaze me the arrogance and the ignorance of the people making these decisions, you know, the pure hubris. It's like, I mean, who was it that said, hey, you know what? Let's run a pipeline right through the Native American land, the reservations. Let's run it right through their burial grounds, their sacred grounds. And we're all going to make a lot of money, you know, no problem like this. I mean, what were they thinking? I mean, what did they expect to happen? You know, it's just, and my God, this is 2016, almost 2017, and we're still bringing in the cavalry, you know, and coming at them with guns and Bibles, you know. It's like my God, when is this going to end? I mean, it's so insane. And here's the insane thing about it: we don't need the oil. We haven't needed the oil since the 30s. We've had other technologies. We don't need the oil. It's all a plan to keep the masses enslaved. And people go, well, I don't want to give up my SUV or my truck. Well, guess what? You can run that truck on water. That technology exists today. You know, you still don't need the oil. And you can still have your SUV and you can still, you know, drive the wheels off if you want. But there's other technologies out there, too, where we don't even need water. You know, there's magnetic motors and other free energy devices that would not only give you, you know, unlimited power and generate enough energy to run your house and everything else in very small units. But, you know, some of these devices, if you don't put a governor on them, they become counter gravity. And they'll actually, you know, your car won't even need tires, you know. So, I mean, a lot of people can't handle that. You know, it's like, you know, I got sent a video today. It was amazing, and it's a it's like a little hover board type thing you get on. Looks like it's got a couple jet engines on it. Amazing device, and this guy was flying this thing all around this lake, and I sent it out on the newsletter. So if you didn't get it, you know, sign up for the newsletter. You can go back and check out the articles. But, you know, we're at the point now where we've got these, like, basically these hover devices that people just stand on, and this guy is just cruising all over the place, just amazing. And he was, like, you know, taking on jet skis and everything else and racing them and really putting this hoverboard thing through its paces. And it was just amazing. And, you know, and he's probably still using some kind of conventional fuel, most likely. Probably has to have a fuel pack on his back or something like that. But, you know, it's kind of ridiculous because you don't need that, you know. You don't need the conventional fuel anymore. So, you know, they're using jet engines where they could be using, you know, some small, you know, counter-gravity devices. And, you know, then you talk about, you know, performance. This thing would be going 7,000 miles an hour almost instantly. So might be a little too much for a hoverboard, but they actually generate a field around them that would keep you safe. So you don't have to worry about that. But anyway, being down in Mexico, I wanted to open up the lines for call-ins, and I don't have the call-in number. Hopefully Doug can post those for me so I can get the call-in numbers. But I wanted to go ahead and tonight's show, open it up for call-ins. We were working on a guest. We thought we had him to come in. We'll keep working on that and get him in. But the number is 888-627-6008 if you want to call in and talk about, you know, your views about what's going on. And you know, please don't try to wave Hillary's flag on this show. I'm sorry. The evidence is overwhelming. You know, the New York Police Department has the evidence. The FBI has the evidence. It's all there, and it's pretty indisputable. And WikiLeaks is not getting it from the Russians. They're getting it straight from the FBI. And the FBI is just fed up with the whole situation. So anyway, let's just not go there, you know. And, you know, we're just not into open displays of ignorance and, you know, establishing character on the show. We want to just actually try to move it into a positive area. Anyway, you know, give us your views on what you see happening, you know, in the future. I really do see, now when you tune in energetically to Trump and what's happened there, the energy is off the scale. If you're sensitive and you're aware and you know there's a divine plan unfolding, and it's a good thing. Although, you know, I don't agree with everything that's happening. You know, it's a series of steps in that direction. But, you know, it's overall, it's a good thing that's happening right now. And the same thing, you know, if you don't have that inner sensitivity or that direct knowing or just ability to sense frequencies and know when somebody's lying to you, then, yeah, you can go the other direction. You can go with the Democrats, you know. But right off the bat, you know, anybody who's awake and aware and take one look at this group, you can tell their frequencies, their energies. And I've always had a trouble with somebody that can just look you straight in the eye and lie to you. And they know it's a lie, and they're very eloquent at lying. And I just, you know, all my meters go, I find it disgusting, actually. And anybody that's awake or aware or sensitive will be able to feel that they're being lied to, they're being deceived. And for somebody to stand up there and continually deceive people, you know, millions and millions, probably billions of people, and do it again and again and continue to do it, even when they're completely busted, no shame whatsoever. And just continue to do it. That's beyond me. It's almost beyond my comprehension that you could do that. I would be so embarrassed, and you know, I would be feeling so bad about my integrity levels have fallen that low. I couldn't do it. There's no way. I just couldn't do it. I'm basically amazed at those that can stand up there and continue to lie. But you're gonna see some things. I'm not gonna talk too much about it, but you're gonna see some things, and then in the very near future, they're gonna come out, and you are gonna be shocked at the level of decadence and the misinformation and the fronts, you know, the false fronts. All the masks are coming down, and when you see what your leadership's been up to, and the false front they've been putting on, you know, when that collapses, people are going to be completely shocked. And if you aren't already shocked, you're not paying attention, but it's going to get even more shocking. But, you know, let it unfold, you know, let it run its course. It needs to run its course. It's something that needs to happen. And practice loving discernment, you know, or loving detachment, whatever you want to call it. You know, become the observer and just observe, you know, what's going on. So, you know, basically, you know, I don't want to get into too many details, but, you know, we're talking to people on the highest levels that know how this is going to unfold and what's going down. And some of the things I can talk about and some I can't talk about. I heard an interview with Corey Good a little while ago, and exactly that's what he was saying. He was saying that there's some things I just can't talk about, you know, because it would be informing them about what's coming down or what's going to happen, and they could make moves to avoid it or undermine it. So, you know, there's certain things that we can't talk about until they're done, until they're finished, and there's other things we can talk about. And hopefully we'll have a show where we can just cover the whole enchilada. And I think that's coming up here real soon, where we can talk about, you know, what has happened behind the scenes and the brave souls that have put their lives on the line to make these things happen. And you know, how much people are working, you know, how many people and the size of the scope of how many people are working to turn this country around and this planet around as well. So there's a shakeup on every level, and it's not just America, it's everywhere. It's the whole planet. It's a planetary shakeup that's going on. So, and a lot of it you're just not going to hear about until it's done. And so, you know, and there's good reason. It's about, you know, it's all about security and safety of those that are out there doing the work, you know, and getting things done. But anyway, very soon now that all this information is going to be made available. And we have made a lot of it available here on the Ashbridge Talk Radio and other shows as well. We have let a lot of this stuff out. And a lot of things I talked about years ago, actually I wrote a book in 1982 that talked about these days and what was going to unfold in these days. And in 1982, I mean, and people that read the book now, they go, when did you write this? And they look at it and I tell them, well, the first edition came out in 1982, and they're shocked. They go, my God, you know, this is exactly what's happening, you know, now. And so, you know, talked about the frequencies, you know, and talked about the expanding sun, the sun going through its changes and how it affects, you know, human consciousness and the planet itself. It, you know, talked about the tyrants, the rise of the tyrants. It talked about the New World Order boys, everything. And that, you know, and their demise, actually their eventual demise. So it covered all that, you know, back in 1982. So it is happening now. And you know, my thing is I look at this stuff and I go, God, you know, I've been sitting here for 30 years. Wait, you know, I already knew it was going to happen. Now it's finally happening. And, you know, thank God it's finally happening. But it needs to happen. And, you know, when all is said and done, the light forces are the ones that are going to be victorious. And the earth will shift and she will move into the next frequencies and we'll get through that. I believe we've got a caller. I've got Patrice on line one, I believe. So, Patrice, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing, James?
Great. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. I just want to thank you for all of your great work you're doing. Anyways, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the pipeline. And I wanted to just tell people that they could probably check out a YouTube that Robert Kennedy he was on, and he was explaining how the water protectors, what they really want is just a full environmental impact statement done for the whole 1,700 miles of the pipeline. And evidently what the Pipeline Corporation has done is they use this special permit 12, which is like, oh, let's say if you wanted to put up your a dock pylon went out and you wanted to put a new pylon in, instead of having to get an environmental impact statement, there was a law created, this special permit 12, where you would only have to, you know, if it's less than an acre, you wouldn't have to have that environmental impact statement. Mm. And anyways, what the pipeline company has done is, they've done a lot of mini, a lot of little segments and put it all together for their pipeline, and they haven't done a full environmental impact, you know, statement. I mean, they're kind of skirting the law, and what they're doing is against the law. So you have the pipeline company that's breaking the law, and then you have, you know, it's just kind of a sad thing because you have all of the peaceful protesters that they're exercising their constitutional right to petition and protest, and then you have the pipeline company who's breaking the law, and the police and the power of the state are being, you know, extremely violent with their sophisticated military power and everything being deployed against the peaceful protesters. So it's really a sad thing that's going on.
You know, the governor and the sheriff and all those guys are heavily invested in the pipeline.
And I guess Donald Trump is invested in the pipeline to the tune of $2 million also.
I'm sorry, you broke up there.
Oh, I said Donald Trump is also invested in the pipeline to the tune of like $2 million.
Yeah, that's nothing for him. He should pull his money out.
I know, exactly. But it's really not even a matter of oil because they're going through, you know, I guess it's like 200 to 300 streams, major rivers, and it's about polluting water to, you know, about 17 million people, you know, if they have one of these pipeline spills, which, you know, I mean, it's just, it's really, really sad. And all they want, all the people, all the Indians want is a full environmental impact, which is, according to the law, what should be done.
Yeah. You know what, it wouldn't make it if you did a full environmental impact. And if they had to really do that and get input, you know, nobody wants this pipeline. It's amazing. They had to divert it several times just because nobody wanted it coming through their state or through their area. And so
It was supposed to go through the town of Bismarck, and they rerouted it through the Native American lands.
That's
the reason they don't do the full environmental impact is because they wouldn't be able to build the pipeline.
Yeah, it would fail. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that are putting pressure on Trump and saying, hey, you know, you need to pull your funds out of this thing and put an end to it. You know, everything that they're doing there is against the law, basically. When this thing all pans out, I mean, that whole company, that whole pipeline, that whole group, they're going to have so many lawsuits against them, and these things are going to stick because the way things are going, it's not going to be a win situation for them. It's everything they thought they were going to get out of that thing is just going to be a mess. And, you know, they go, well, it's in the interest of national security to get this oil, you know, and move this oil out. In the interest of national security, we should bring out the fuelless energy and the water technology and the other stuff, because then we wouldn't be dependent on the oil. You know, everybody would be independent.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think even they've done studies and being energy independent, you know, and getting into clean energy is what we're supposed to be doing, you know, and not putting in these, you know, oil pipelines, you know, to live on these kind of fuels that we've lived on for how many years, you know. They want us to believe that technology has not, you know, gotten any better than it was 100 years ago.
You know, there's a man, and you know, he's pretty public about it. I don't know if I have the right to talk about it, but he's in Washington. He bought a coal plant, you know, an energy plant that was run on coal, pulled everything out of it, put some Rolls-Royce engines in there, and he's running them on water and generating an enormous amount of energy. much, much super efficient. And, you know, which proves with that, and that's his dinosaur technology. He proved without a shadow of a doubt that we don't need the nuclear energy. We don't need the coal-fired plants or oil-fired plants. You know, we don't need any of that. We have the technology right now to shift that out. And that's the dinosaur technology. I mean, we could actually have the fuelless energy technologies and the other stuff that we could actually retrofit these things and do the same thing. And you know, if we are going to be doing some things in the interest of national security, it's very insecure to have a grid and everybody dependent on it, because these grids are going to go down. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, because there are certain forces now on the planet, and there's a huge energy snake-like thing at the equator that's forming. It's getting bigger and bigger, and it's throwing off all the GPS and everything else. There's things happening, you know, with just the gamma ray pulses and the solar flares and everything else. This grid isn't going to be making it through this shift. Now, if everybody's sovereign, if you had a lot of smaller places generating electricity that weren't going to be affected by this, you know, we'd sail right through this. But because we aren't doing that, we're still trying to keep everybody enslaved through dependency on this one grid. That grid is not going to be able to hold up. And when you use these other fuelless technologies, it's a different kind of energy. It's not affected by magnetic pulses and things like that. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah, I wish it would change quick. Or if everyone in their own home had an energy device to run their own homes, we wouldn't, you know, you could get off the grid. Yeah. And everyone could have their own, you know, technology. If you had these big things, you wouldn't have to worry about all, you know, big cities, you know, all of a sudden being without power or anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's quite a few coming out right now. I know of three of them for sure that do function, and they're going to be going, you know, into production here really soon. So, you know, it's just a matter of time, you know, before these things come out, and then people are going to be able to you know, get off the grid entirely. And that's my dream. I'm very close to doing that now, is taking the whole ranch off the grid and, you know, doing something entirely different.
Well, good luck with that. And I hope one of these years I can get out to see you sometime.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway, yeah, but thank you very much for taking my call, and have a wonderful evening and a wonderful time in Mexico.
All right. Well, thanks for looking after our Native American friends down there. It's a mess.
Oh, well, they're right next door. I'm in Minnesota, so they're right next door.
Oh,
here,
okay.
So.
Great. Yeah, right. We'll take a turkey over there for them.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. You know, it's kind of, you know, not to put a bummer on this, but I think about Thanksgiving. You know, it's like, it's a time we celebrate that we, you know, the Native Americans at the time, you know, saved the Pilgrims from starving. And the way they repaid them is they, you know, stole their land and killed them. You know, it's not a lot to give thanks for if you're a Native American. So a lot of people refute that, but that's the kind of the basic thing that it's all about. We need to, you know, look at some of these traditions. We should change it. You know, I like the idea of gratitude and giving thanks and everything else. And we should maybe have it Gratitude Day and then but not forget, you know, what happened. You know, maybe on Thanksgiving Day, you know, we should go over and buy a bunch of food and some turkeys and take them over to the reservations, you know, and just say, sorry about that, you know. You know, so wasn't me, it's my ancestors, and I'm not happy with what they did, and let's see if we can fix this. But, you know, anyway, that's my grandmother was Cherokee, so I know about that situation. They did the trail. My great grandmother did the Trail of Tears and all that stuff. But anyway, it's not a good idea what's happening there. It's unbelievable. We had Tashina at the ranch, and we did a galactic medicine wheel, and we raised a lot of funds for the pipeline for Standing Rock, and you know, got a lot of tents and things out there for them, you know, to help them out. So, you know, we all got to do our part. I know there's a GoFundMe. I believe it's GoFundMe Red Warrior Camp that you can look up. And that's a really good one if you want to, you know, send them some frog skins, you know, to help them get through the winter there. But I think they only have, you know, if they don't get this through, you know, December's right around the corner. And I think if they don't get it through December, it's toast. It's pretty much not going to happen, you know. Hopefully they, and that's why they're getting so crazy out there, bringing in all the heavy, you know, armored equipment, everything to drive everybody off the land, because they know they're running out of time and their permits are coming up for review and there's a lot of other things going on. So that's why they're really, you know, running scared and trying to drive everybody off the land and using some very aggressive tactics. But, you know, there's a lot more to the story, but I think we really need to look at who's profiting here, you know, who is invested in this pipeline and if there's a conflict of interest there, especially in, you know, the enforcement side of things, you know, take a deep look at that and see what's going on, because it's pretty dirty when you look at it. But anyway, let me give you those numbers again. It's 888-627-6008 if you want to call in and talk about, thanks for the heads up on the pipeline. And if you've got anything else going on you want to talk about or bring up, you know, considering where things are going, where you think things are going on the planet. I find it really interesting is that I'm seeing a lot of people now that are, you know, I would say very much against Trump and everything else in the beginning. And, you know, I was talking about it and they go, are you crazy? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I know things and I can sense energies and frequencies and I have future glimpses and I can't explain it to you right now, but just wait and watch it unfold. And so now most of them have all shifted gears. They have, you know, that things have unfolded, things have been uncovered and seen for what they are. And now there's so many people that are changing, you know. So, you know, my take is that if you don't agree, you know, with what Trump is doing, I mean, he is doing a lot of good things. He's already started to do a lot of good things. And, you know, and so basically, give him a shot, you know, and if you don't like where it's going, redirect it, you know, let him launch his boat and see where he takes it. If you don't like it, you know, then get out there and say, hey, we don't like it. Yeah, you know, let's shift this. And so we've got Michael on line one. Michael, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I just, first of all, thank you for all you do personally and on the ranch and around the world and with your writings and so much that you're focused on humanity and the planet. I'm just so grateful.
Oh, thanks.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What do you have to share with us?
I just wanted to give you an update on the Standing Rock situation. I don't know if you know, but the United American Army Corps has given them an eviction date of the December 5th to be out of that the main camp area where there's 10,000 people.
I didn't know that.
That was listed just yesterday, so that's quite a turn of events for everybody.
Yeah, because that wasn't the case before. They're actually, you know, more of support of what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it's something to do with the fact that the veterans were supposed to come on December 4th, and the American veterans are planning to come on the 4th and basically surround the drilling site. And I'm wondering if they're trying to just avoid that by just shutting it down.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, they're going to try every dirty trick in the book to get that through. And that's who they are. That's what they do.
Yeah, you know? It's evident. They're not really considering law and ethics and morals or anything like that. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can get the veterans there a little earlier.
What's that?
I said hopefully we can get the veterans out there a little earlier. Hopefully they're listening to this show and we'll change their tactics.
Yeah. Hopefully so. That's true. Yeah. I just wanted to know, too, do you have any information, any kind of up-to-date information on the RV or currency revaluation?
Well, you know, on an inner level, we are asking the higher beings, and they're saying, they said a long time ago that it wasn't going to be happening until right about now, actually. If now is the time it's going to be, you know, moving out and being released. And they've been really accurate so far. And there's a lot of people have been given a lot of false starts and things, but everything's in place. I know everything has been signed off. The elders recently signed off on everything. There's no reason for it not to go forward right now. I don't know what the hang up is, but it's all in place, you know, and it's all ready to go. I think they're just figuring out the best time to orchestrate it, you know, to make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, that the treasury notes are where they're supposed to be. Everything is where it's supposed to be. And, you know, the 800 numbers are there, the people to create the new accounts are there. You know, I think they're just in a process of getting everything orchestrated.
Well, great. Sounds really good.
Yeah, I think some of it's moved. Some of it's already started to move, and I think it's gonna. The rest is gonna open up here real shortly.
Okay, well, that's good news for a lot of people.
Great. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Michael.
Yes, thanks, James, and take care. Bye bye.
All right. Looks like we've got Charlie on line two. Charlie, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I've been up to your ranch now twice, and I actually took my wife the last time. We had amazing experiences both times, and I just want to say thank you for everything you're helping us through all this with this information coming forward. One of my concerns that I'm calling about is there's all over the YouTube now about a false flag of an alien invasion. Do you know anything about it, and can you share that?
Oh, I've heard that. You know, that's like a last-ditch effort of the Illuminati. Would try to pull something like that. I don't see how they could pull it off, basically because there's too many, you know, benevolent ETs watching, you know, what's going on. I don't think they'll allow that, you know. But, yeah, I've been hearing that for quite some time, and that was part of their agenda, you know. I think if they did try something like that, it would be a Hail Mary, and it wouldn't work. You know, it would backfire on them.
Yeah, awesome. I also want to share with any of the listeners that your transpersonal clearing has actually done some miraculous clearing for both my wife and myself, so if anybody ever wanted to do it, it's quite an amazing experience.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been doing a couple down here in Mexico, and people are just blown away by it, and teaching some Yigong while I'm down here, and I taught a couple people and gave them all the information and the DVDs and said, okay, run with it. You know, it's all yours, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we're up here in Washington, so there's very little exposed sky right now. It rains a lot, so we don't get to see all these shows that's going on out there, but I'd like to watch the skies.
I'll be back in it Thursday. But
I will.
All right, hey, well, thanks for coming in.
Well, yeah. Have a wonderful time in Mexico.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Looks like we've got Shelly on line three. Shelly, are you with us?
Hi, James. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to know, do you know anything? I've been on the RSOE page, and they're talking about a device, a radioactive device, that's been stolen, and the little blurb that it says, according to the newspaper, the device went missing after the car transporting it was stolen. Thankfully, the vehicle was recovered, but the radioactive nuclear device was not so lucky. And so they're worrying about this radioactive nuclear device and water supplies. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't, but I haven't been on the net that much. You know, a lot of that stuff is highly monitored by the ETs. You know, hopefully that won't be slipping through the cracks, you know, that they'll do something there. But, you know, it's just like it's the Illuminati boys and the powers that were, you know, are just doing all they can right now to stay on top of things. And luckily there's enough white hats and enough people that are just fed up on the inside, you know, that are spilling the beans and stopping a lot of these, you know, programs that they had running. So hopefully this will be another case, you know, where the white hats will step in and say, No, sorry, we're not going to play that game, and we're not going to be a part of this program.
Well, yeah, that would be great. It just struck me as so ironic that they were so thankful that the car was found, but not really great radioactive nuclear device. Not so lucky.
Yeah. So, well, it's pretty typical lately of the stuff that's been going on. It none of it makes sense. It's just so ridiculous that you go, you got, when
I know,
is it going to end?
The world is ridiculous. It is. The whole world is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
well,
like, are
have
we
a good
governed by
time in Mexico, and I hope to see you at the ranch one of these days soon.
Great. Hey, well, thanks for calling in.
Take care.
All right. Looks like we've got Aaron on line one. Aaron, are you with us?
Yeah, how's it going, James?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I met you on October 23rd. I was up there for the Skywatch weekend, and you did a transpersonal release with me. And it was awesome. And I heard a rumor that you were going to be building a healing center. And I was just wanting to know, what do you call a healing center? What are you going to have in there? And I'm on your volunteer list.
Oh, okay, great. Well, you know, one of the things, I'm in Mexico right now at a retreat center, a healing retreat center right now. And we're and they do everything here from stem cells to a lot of ozone therapy, where they ozonate your blood, you know, take it out, ozonate and put it back in. Neurotherapy, all kinds of things here. They're doing amazing stuff that they don't allow in the States that work, you know. So I'm here working on that, and then we're talking about implementing a lot of other technologies here for this place. More than likely, this will be up and running because it can't be stopped down here. You know, it's totally legal, you know, to do all these things. And then we'll probably eventually doing something in the States, but it'll be more using things like magnetic light tables and super oxygenated water therapies and baths and chambers where you have seven different types of oxygen coming in. Things like that. I mean, really powerful technologies. And then we'll have the other stuff available too, but people might have to come down here to Mexico to get, you know, some of the other technologies. But, you know, if things are lifted, you know, and we get rid of these you know, the brute squad, you know, the FDA, who knows, we might be able to bring some of the other technologies in as well. You know, they're being used down here in Mexico.
What about tachyon chambers? Aren't there a couple in the U.S. already?
You know, I don't know too much about those. That's one thing I just haven't had a chance to research. I have heard that, yeah, there are some around. A lot of the Keshe healing technologies, too, we're working with and getting those put together. eSETI Australia already is building some of these technologies right now. You know, Peter Slattery and Sol Rita and Tara are doing that. So the you know, we'll be doing a lot of that stuff. It's just a matter of getting it organized. Like right now, I'm more working on the funding for it and getting that nailed down, and getting the people and the technology, getting a line on it. You know, so it'll be an easy fix. You know, once we get the funding, we can just, you know, bring it right in.
Right, right. I used to be an electrical contractor, and it's nice when you have the plans all drawn up, the money's all there, and hopefully the RV supplies that, or crowdfunding or crowdsourcing.
Yeah, that's our plan, basically, is to have, you know, see what each technology needs, you know, and then have that all lined out, and then, you know, probably create the structures accordingly.
Yeah, well, I'll be there. If you call me, let me know. If you're going to alert us on the volunteer list, I'd love to help out.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you. You know, that's how we get it done, you know, you know, by other people
that's
getting
exactly
involved.
Right.
So I can't thank you enough.
All right. Well, you have a good, safe trip home.
All right. And looks like we're hitting the end of the hour, folks, unfortunately. But we'll have to be signing off here. I want to sign out by just, you know, telling people it's, you know, the universal law is written within the heart of hearts of everyone. we all know what it is. You know, it's basically universal peace and brother, sister, love, and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. And, you know, it's very simple. And the Native American saying, I love the Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And we need to apply that to everything. You know, this pipeline isn't good for everybody. It's only good for the 1%, and so it needs to go. It's not good for the environment. It's not good for the people because they leak and they destroy the water. When you don't have clean water, if you have polluted water, you know, it's pretty simple. You get sick and sometimes you die. So not a good idea. You know, and it's not necessary. We have the other technologies. You know, but the bottom line is we got to get back to universal law, you know, and unity consciousness. This energy coming in right now, the ninth wave, is pushing everything up that doesn't align with universal law. So just remember that in all you say and do. You know, try to hold that frequency, hold space for that to happen, and act accordingly. You know, we're going to have to behave ourselves if we're going to be making it through this shift. You know, that's the bottom line. But anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network signing off. Have a great evening. Good night.